Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Stay with me as I will bring you details of the latest developments in the fields of science and healthcare in Cuba and around the world. Cuba is the only country in Latin America that offers assisted reproduction services of high complexity totally free of charge. This despite being a costly treatment, said an expert here in Havana. In statements to Cuban news agency, Dr. Georgina Alvarez Medina, head of the obstetrics and gynecology group in Havana province, said that in any other country, only hormone treatment and ultrasounds range from $17,000 to $20,000. She added that this is only until pregnancy is achieved, without including all the prenatal care and other services they receive, which are also free here in Cuba. The specialist said that there are currently 386 women that have successfully given birth to their children through this highly complex procedure in Havana since the program started in the country in 2009. The province works on the study of the infertile couple and also offers specialized consultations for pregnant women who achieve pregnancy through assisted reproduction. The Cuban Hospital in Dockham is a center of excellence in healthcare. In an interview with Gulf Times, Cuban ambassador in Qatar, Eumelio Caballero Rodriguez, said that the hospital started operations in January 2012 with about 300 Cuban personnel. We now have about 500 Cuban professionals working in the hospital, and they provide services in about 30 different specialties, the Cuban senior diplomat said. Ambassador Caballero Rodriguez noted that the Cuban hospital in Dockham guarantees excellent services to not only the population of the region for which it was conceived in the first place, but also to the diplomatic community, as well as an increasing number of Qatari citizens living abroad who travel there from Doha and other distant places seeking assistance from the Cuban health professionals. The hospital, the result of collaboration between Cuba and Qatar, has become a reference medical center in the Gulf region, receiving several awards from important international institutions for the excellence of its medical care. You're listening to a new edition of the Medical and Scientific Review, a program heard every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. The World Health Organization, WHO, is launching a five-year plan entitled Delivering Quality-Assured Medical Products for All 2019 through 2023 to improve the quality and safety of health products. A press release issued by the multilateral organization notes that in recent months, regulators across many countries have recalled dozens of medicines to treat high blood pressure because they were found to contain potentially cancer-causing impurities. These medicines, the WHO said, are commonly prescribed globally and came from different manufacturers, noting that the impurities found were due to changes in the manufacturing processes. The multilateral body insisted that despite global progress, serious problems with health product quality and safety persist, particularly in lower and middle-income countries. These problems, it said, threaten the health of people every day and waste resources. Quality and safety of medicines, vaccines, and other products are compromised when manufacturers, whether by accident or intent, produce substandard products, when the supply chain allows unsafe medical products through, and when systems, usually due to lack of resources, are too slow to respond to adverse events. Upon noting that the current regulatory capacity and enforcement are insufficient in most developing countries, WHO estimated that only 3 out of 10 regulatory authorities globally function according to acceptable standards. Universal health coverage will bring about greater access to medical products, said WHO, and added, "We, governments and institutions alike, must then ensure that those products are quality assured, safe and effective, so that they do what they are supposed to do, prevent illness and improve people's health." And the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse of the World Health Organization, WHO, organized for the second time the Global Forum on Alcohol, Drugs, and Addictive Behavior with a primary goal to enhance public health actions in these areas by strengthening partnerships and collaboration among public health-oriented organizations, networks, and institutions in the area of Sustainable Development Goals 2030. The forum, held June 27th through the 28th, served as a platform for discussing a variety of topics organized around 3 major thematic tracks addressing the public health dimensions of alcohol abuse, psychoactive drug use, including the challenges of cannabis use, and addictive behaviors, including gaming and gambling disorders. More than 300 million people died as a result of harmful use of alcohols in 2018, this according to the World Health Organization, representing 1 in every 20 deaths. More than 3/4 of these deaths were among men. Overall, the harmful use of alcohol causes more than 5% of the global disease burden. Based on this, the WHO launched Safer Alcohol Control Initiative to prevent and reduce alcohol-related death and disability by 10% by the year 2025. SAFER provides 5 high-impact strategic actions that are prioritized for implementation to promote health and development. These include strengthening restrictions on alcohol availability, advancing and enforcing drink driving countermeasures, facilitating access to screening, brief interventions and treatment, enforcing bans or comprehensive restrictions on alcohol advertising, sponsorship, and promotion, and raising prices on alcohol through excise taxes and pricing policies. On this issue, the WHO insisted that action is particularly needed to reduce the burden of alcohol-related harm in low, middle and high income countries. And that's all we have time for today. Join us again every other week for Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. Until next time.